Welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, a podcast on everything progressive rock. In this episode, we're going to continue our discussion on the Prague leanings of Led Zeppelin.
I got Physical Graffiti next. Songs remain the same. Oh, it's out of order.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought it was Physical Graffiti first, and we could tell by what's
on. Well, you can, yeah, you can
rock
tell
and roll celebration today. Song remains the same. Rain Song. Days is Confused. No Quarter. Stairway. This must have come out first.
It had to have, or it certainly was recorded first.
Yeah.
So, do we need to talk much about that one though? It's the live album. Everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
I am not a. You know, I've talked about this before. Yeah. That there's certain bands that really don't do much for me live, and I don't listen to them live. And Zeppelin's one of them.
Me too.
Yep. Never ever did anything for me live.
I think that their studio songs are so well produced. Yeah. And they just tell their own story. The live stuff, I think, would be exciting and electric to go see them, but to listen to them, I'm always picking the studio version.
Right.
That's me. Right. For this band.
Yeah. Me too. I it's not a band that I've ever, and I've never owned Song Remains the Same.
I didn't until I got this box.
I mean, I think we have everything because like my wife is a huge fan, but studio is where it's at for me too.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody like The Who, I like to listen to both. Pink Floyd, both. But there are, I know we've talked
the
about.
Dead?
there's good stuff in both. That's for sure. Okay, Physical Graffiti, obviously you get the die cut.
You get the die cut.
Lots of songs on this. Lots of songs.
They did a nice job
on everything.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You going to read them?
Yeah, let me read them because there's a lot. So Custard Pie, The Rover, In My Time of Dying, Side 2, Houses of the Holy, Trampled Underfoot, and Cashmere. I mean, can you get a better side?
That side is awesome.
So Jay and I were talking about this. I'm not saying this stuff like, oh, you're back in our day. But Cashmere being like all over classic rock is a newer phenomenon. Because
Cashmere is like my second favorite song.
It is so.
It's so overplayed now.
No, it's so Mellotron. I love it.
But I think it's more representative of Zeppelin than the Rain Song is.
Oh, it is so Zeppelin.
But I love the Rain Song as a song. I think Cashmere would be my, you know.
There's just so much about that song that I could go on for days. Side 3, In the Light.
Yeah.
Bron Eeyore. Down by the Seaside, 10 Years Gone. Side 4, not my favorite side. Night Flight. The Wanton Song, which is good. Boogie with Stew, Black Country Woman, and Sick Again.
Yeah, this is one of those double albums that, again, Sacrilege could be a single album.
Well, you know, I mean, Side 3, I really like In the Light and 10 Years Gone, but
yeah.
I could live with the rest, all Side 4 and the other two. It's such a great album. However, I will say that I loved these albums when I was a kid, even if I didn't like it all, because if you had a record changer, you could listen to the same band and the same album. Like, if they had, you know, sides one and four and two and three or however they used to do it. So you could put them on top of the record changer.
Yes.
And then you could actually listen to sides one and two without having to get up. So... there's some double albums I like.
How they did that?
Yeah, they well, not every one. A lot of them were side one and two, but there were some albums where they were so that you could listen to one and two, and then you'd have to get up and flip them both over, but then you could listen to sides three and four. I think a version of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road had that, because for some reason I remember listening to that album because you could do that. Not saying I didn't like the album, but that's another album.
But
that
on purpose.
I can't get through that entire album in one sitting. So, it's a good album. So, all right. So, Physical Graffiti, I mean...
So, Physical Graffiti, to me, I think they had, like... And this is... We were talking about double albums.
Yep.
And the whole thing.
Yeah.
Offline. But... I don't know that it holds up for me as a as a statement double album versus the albums that preceded it being those, the two that preceded it being so, so good. And I have friends who, the Zeppelin friends who this is like their favorite of all time, but it just doesn't, it didn't resonate with me.
Like you said, I can make a one, I can make one, a single album out of that. And I have a Zeppelin playlist and it's essentially a single album of that. Whereas there's others where it's the full album. So now we move on to Presence, which is my favorite album. Not that I think every song is great, but Achilles' Last Stand is my favorite Zeppelin song.
Oh, that's right.
And to me, it's very proggy. To me, that's a direct inspiration for Yes, for Machine Messiah.
Okay.
That's, I've always felt that.
I'll have to give it a listen in, something that, in that light.
No, the first time I heard Machine Messiah, I said, oh, okay, they're doing they're doing their Zeppelin, you know?
Got it. No, just the feel of it?
The feel of the song, it's so heavy. Like we were talking before about Van de Graaff Generator, too. I like Van de Graaff Generator because they're just so primal. You know, it's like it's very prog, but there's points where the music is just really guttural. Kind of. It's very aggressive, but not in a violent way. You know, it's just, it's more representation of something. And I just feel like that song to me encapsulates a lot of the stuff I like about Zeppelin. You know, it's kind of two songs, right? It's the time change and the, but it's really heavy. I'm not the biggest fan of Robert Plant's voice overall, but I think on that one, I just think they're really into it. They're really into performing that song. And I Like Nobody's Fault has always been a fun song. I've always loved that song because it's just so angular, you know?
But this is, again, that that moment in time on the 70s that Yes went through, ELP went through it, that all of a sudden they like did Physical Graffiti.
Yeah.
It seems like there was some time off in between, and then they came back with Presence. Yes did that. They did Relayered, had some time off, came back with Going for the One. Yep. ELP did Brain Salad Surgery, came back with Works.
Never really recovered.
They didn't really recover. But there was this 1976-77 renaissance of these prog and hard rock bands where this was their statement. I mean, this was... Right. The time of bands really flourishing, like the, you know, the Fleetwood Macs and all that kind of stuff. And these were well-known bands that were coming back with it. And this was their return statement. And I it never grabbed
me. It didn't grab you. Yeah.
I mean, it's got that Hypnosis kind of oddness to the thing. And everybody's like, what is that? So what
do
we have?
What's the meaning of the obelisk?
Yep. So Achilles' Last Stand.
Yes.
For Your Life, Royal Orleans, Nobody's Fault But Mine,
love it. Love
Candy Store Rock,
Hot
Sound for Nowhere, and T for One.
It's not the best album, and you're ringing off these songs, and I'm like, but I mean, House of the Holy is a better album, you know, by far. And it's 4 is a better album, but there's something about that album I just...
And I don't know if it was the production or what it was. I didn't find that...
So here's the thing. I believe this was recorded in wherever, like, they recorded Duke. It's either Norway or Sweden, some Swedish studio in the cold, and they sound cold. It's like those...
Yeah, there wasn't a warmth to this album.
It's like the Genesis album, starting with Wind and Wuthering. They start sounding cold, right? Like, and then there were 3, sounds cold. And then Duke. It's a great album, but it just has this cold. And I think it's this studio in... I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. but I know Duke was recorded in cold studio.
If I had better eyes, I could probably see where it was. Recorded and mixed at Musicland Studios, Munich, West Germany.
Okay, so I'm completely wrong. Duke, however...
All right.
Duke, however...
But I didn't... You know what I didn't find about this album? I didn't find that color and warmth.
Yeah.
Which is what I loved about the earlier Zeppelin albums that I have said that I like. The first two albums, or first three,
2.5.
Have that heaviness, right?
Yes.
And the Hammond, right?
Right.
The Houses of the Holy and the Zeppelin 4 have this kind of warmth and hard rock that
bringing a little pastoral Lingus countryside.
Yeah, and music. Physical Graffiti has that. Yeah. I don't find any of that on this album.
It's like I said, it's just a different. And it's probably, I always say it's my favorite album. It probably isn't, right? But Achilles Last Stand is definitely my favorite song. And I believe my second favorite song is on there. In Through the Outdoor.
Okay.
So
In Through the Outdoor comes, and this is like the first Zeppelin album that I bought when it came out.
Okay.
Right? What I loved this album when it came out.
Okay, even though it's kind of, I mean, it's, why do you, like, sound-wise, it's a little warmer than that one, but not a lot.
It's showing them moving on with the keyboards,
right,
and with some of the songwriting,
right,
and I just liked it better. Some of the stuff I don't love.
Right.
In the Evening, I like.
Certainly John Paul Jones's Shining Hour.
Southbound Suarez.
Yep.
Is okay. Fool in the Rain, I like. Hot Dog is fun. Carlos Alhambra is okay. All My Love.
Stop. What? Carlos Alhambra is more than...
Okay?
That's probably my second favorite Zep song.
Really?
I love that song. The keyboards and everything, it's like... But it's grooves. Like, they're bringing in... they're not like the Grateful Dead doing disco beats. They were more like... And that's John Paul Jones, because they were using the keyboards. They were more taking in the Kraftwerk and the
is what I like about this album relative to the rest, because it, and some people were like, oh, they've gone commercial or whatever. And I'm like,
no. So that's why I like that song. It's a driving song.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't dislike it.
I know you don't dislike it.
There's none, not.
It's a consistent album.
It
too.
Is.
That is a consistent album. It's certainly more consistent than Presence.
Yes.
So.
But then they end with I'm Gonna Crawl, which is kind of like When the Levee Breaks for me.
Yeah, okay. But it makes sense for them.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, it sure does. So, yeah. But I always like this album.
Yeah. And another Hypnosis cover.
Yeah. And some, you know, I
variations.
Don't know. Yeah, the Variations. Was that a money grab on them because of the fandom?
I don't
know. That everyone
know.
Would want to have to get all six different covers? And you couldn't get it until you unwrapped it?
In all honesty, I think it was a record label thing, because they did it with Abacab, and that was also Atlantic. I think it was an Atlantic thing.
Yeah, but you could see the cover.
Oh,
this is like getting a pack of baseball cards where you open it up and you don't know what you got until you open it up.
I heard Zeppelin, but I wasn't paying a lot of attention to the fact. I don't know. The album cover isn't one where I would be looking for all five variations, you know?
Right.
Right? And is it the same bar that Clutching at Straws is? I always wanted to know. Is there a connection between the bar in this album and Clutching at Straws? Fish, if you're listening, we'd like to know. I could probably ask him that question.
At this point. Because he's retired.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know if he answers questions.
He's there for you
know he did.
To discuss.
Right. So.
But it's kind of funny. So that is our Led Zeppelin moment.
And then, unfortunately,
we have Coda.
Okay, but hold on. So they look like they're going to go out on tour, and Bonham passes. And they're like, we're not doing this anymore.
And that's basically the end.
Obviously, and we'll talk about Coda. They get into... archive releases a little bit here and there. They both have careers, but Jimmy Page has kind of a career and it stops.
Well, he had did he do one solo album?
Well,
and then it stopped, and then he did the XYZ thing with Chris Squire and Alan White, and that never got off the ground.
I think he did.
It's the Death Wish soundtrack.
And then
I'm thinking
I think it was YYZ or XYZ. And then I think it was Outrider, or was Outrider after the Firm? The timeline, I can't. But
I
then
know.
He did the Firm, which It was, I liked them at the time, and I think I may have seen them. I can't remember if they toured. If they did, I definitely saw them. I liked them. What I didn't like was the sound. I thought that the way it was recorded, it was so 80s and cavernous, because I love Paul Rodgers' voice, and I just thought it was a great band.
I love the fretless
bass, and it was so cold and distant. And the talking about the first album, the second album wasn't as good.
But Robert Plant, I don't know. I think I have his first.
Oh, his first four albums were good.
They were.
I saw him. I saw him with Lisa actually.
Okay.
And the Honey Drippers opened for Robert Plant. Okay. It was wild.
That's
so
kind
it
of
was
fun.
The Pastelli covered. What was that? It's a good album, but I think it was the fourth.
Oh, the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
Little by Little, that was the single. That was when he was getting into more of the... It was the 80s. Come on. Yeah.
I did like his solo career, and I've liked what he's done with Alison Krauss since. But he's kind of moved away from this hard rock thing. He's gotten more into his roots, which is cool and fun.
And reimagining the Zeppelin songs and then more acoustic bass. It's like a Richie Blackmore...
As I see him moving into that with Alison Krauss and doing that kind of stuff, it doesn't harken back to this for me, though.
Right. Well, and he's not going back.
Which is fine, and I don't want him to go back, but it doesn't. No. I wouldn't know that person is who created this music.
Right. And in further prog connections, before we talk about Coda, of course, John Paul Jones had a solo career, more modern solo career, was signed to the DGM. So he was signed to the Fripp Crimson label, put out a solo album.
Okay.
And then what was the band he did with the Vultures?
The Crooked Vultures.
Yeah.
I saw them.
Okay. That was with...
That was my one Zeppelin sighting.
Okay.
What with Joss Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, and with
on guitar
and singing, and then on drums was Dave Grohl.
Oh, okay, there you go. So interesting band
from Foo Fighters and Nirvana.
Right, so you saw them?
I did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay,
that was fun.
Yeah,
saw them in New York. Nice. Now, also John Paul Jones, another Prague connection, put out a soundtrack called "Scream for Help," I think it was.
Okay.
And John Anderson sings two songs with him.
Really?
Yes.
Are those out there somewhere?
They're out there.
Okay.
They're not that great.
Okay.
But they're you know, soundtrack music. So
sounds like something that probably would have been on the box set.
Which box set?
Was it the cassette box set or the CD?
The John Anderson box set.
Yeah, the John Anderson box set. Anytime I hear about these things that are laying out there in the middle of nowhere, they were probably destined for, what was that called?
The Where Are They Now file?
Was it CDs or cassettes?
It was CDs.
Okay.
John Anderson box set of CDs, and it came with all these foam things, and you got like the first four, and then you would every 3 months get a new one, and then it just suddenly stopped.
Okay, after...
After like six of them.
Okay,
six or eight.
So you got the original four, and then there were some after that?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
It's you blotted
out. I blocked it out because I've got all these styrofoam things that are never going to get filled.
And does anybody ever ask him about that?
I will next time I speak.
Okay, all right.
But what had happened was he didn't like do like rarities sets like that. I don't think he had the licensing for that. He did like a live show from this and unreleased demos from that and blah, 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 blah.
Which makes it even worse because he could have just said, I'm lazy, here's 20 live shows.
He could have
done something.
Yes, but the John Paul Jones thing I do have on vinyl. I don't know if it's available out there.
But obviously, right now, John's in a different phase. He's in his yes-ism phase.
Yes-ism, which just came out last night. His coining of that phrase.
Right. So he would have to. We'll have to wait till he gets through his yes-ism phase and gets back to his Anderson-ism phase, where he wants to put out.
I don't need him to go there. He can just end his yes-ism phase.
All right. So you'll live with the you'll continue to live with the styrofoam inserts if it means getting something on the yes front.
It's been this long.
What's another 25 years?
Maybe down the road, Jane will put them out as a in the future.
Okay, it's the
because he's too busy with other things right now, and maybe when they mine his back catalog,
right, his archive, the John Anderson
years
archive.
From now. But yeah, he seems to be having fun on the road with the Band Geeks. So
okay. Yes-ism, look it up. It's exactly how it sounds. Yes plus ISM.
All right. So let's finish Led Zeppelin. We have Coda. We have Coda.
This was the post Death of Bonham release, post Zeppelin.
It was basically let's clean up the archives, and we're going to put out one more thing, probably a contract thing from Atlantic Records.
Right.
That they owed them one more thing, and they're like, well, we're not putting another live album out. We're just going to give you some odds and sods.
Yes.
And this is what you're going
to
get.
So I will say that I probably listened to it when it came out, but I haven't listened to it much since. But when they re-release some of these, and I don't know if this is one of them, they re-released with bonus tracks.
This is the straight album.
This has actually like a whole nother album of stuff that's very cool.
Which I'm sure it does, yes. Because this was let's collect some stuff.
I know.
Put it out.
Right.
Led Zeppelin is still in the public consciousness.
Right.
We're putting this out, and there's fans who want this.
Right, but if you have any interest in this and you weren't aware, there's actually a new version that's remastered and all that stuff, but there's a second. I think it's a full second disc of extra stuff, and it completely makes it cool, because this was not something I really ever listened to. I think there's one or two songs on there. I couldn't tell you which ones they were. That I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. But the expanded one sits better to me as like kind of a archive-y collection.
Yeah, this didn't ever really... I didn't buy it when it came
out. No, I remember seeing it and I'd be like, oh, and you would see, and I'm like, I wouldn't...
You know what it struck me? It struck me as it is The Leftovers.
So where's Volume 2?
And I think it was...
No, seriously, that's is. What I thought. Yeah, it's the worst. So it's Led Zeppelin's worst.
We're
going to
groove Poor Tom... I Can't Quit You, Baby, Walter. I can't even read that.
Someone needs glasses.
I do.
We're Gonna Groove, Poor Tom, I Can't Quit You, Baby, Walter's Walk, Ozone Baby, Darlene, a lot of people in this one, yeah. Bonzo's Mantra, and Wearing and Tearing.
So basically the way I thought about it, because I would hear bits and pieces on the radio, I'm like, oh, it's like the blues outcut.
Yeah.
Takes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like fully formed songs, right, and stuff that I would like.
But then I think the expanded one is. That's why. And I haven't listened to the expanded one in a while, because the expanded one came out years ago now. But I remember listening to that one and being like, well, if I ever want to hear Coda, this is the version to listen to.
Yeah.
So.
And I had, truthfully, have not really given it a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, it's on streaming, so once, you know, if you feel like it, throw down the background.
Yeah. But I bought these years before streaming started.
Oh, of course. So is there a book with this?
No
thing
book.
Too?
It's no just, book? Just, well, okay, let me what's... see. This was just the cover.
Oh, okay.
This was like the thing that wrapped up.
Oh, okay. Right. That's a great way to have it all in one.
Right?
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So let us know in the comments what you look like about Zepp. Or if you're like, why are you guys talking about them? They're not Prague.
They're not Prague.
So they have their Prague moments.
Well, Prague did find a way, I think.
I think it totally did. But it's interesting talking about it, because this is a band we've never really talked about. So it was interesting to hear what you liked and how different some of our preferences about them were. But we kind of think the same about them, which is interesting.
Prague will find a way.
If you want it to.